With multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at brewbaker.com.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Mike from Prattville on the line. Mike, good afternoon.
I got a traffic update for you.
All right, let me get the official attention-getting sounder.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
What you got?
Okay, the eastbound lane on Highway 14 in Millbrook, the center lane and the inside lane are both blocked by disabled vehicles. This is just before you, right after you get the KFC and the Capitol Pond. So it's one lane going right through there.
Okay, I know that area. That's a busy corridor, so we appreciate the heads up, and we'll get that to Skipper. Thank you so much, Mike from Prattville.
Bye.
Half a block from Food Outlet.
Yeah, no, I know that corridor pretty well. All right, we are at the top of the hour for Fox.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Make your butt up!
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Senate will receive the article of impeachment against former President Trump tonight, with the trial beginning in 2 weeks. Security in Washington will remain high amid reports of potential threats.
The AP reports law enforcement is monitoring ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside the U.S. Capitol.
BS.
The threats are being picked up online and in chat groups and vary in credibility and specificity.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The Biden administration says issues with coronavirus vaccine distribution can be attributed to a lack of planning by the Trump administration.
The confusion around this issue, which we acknowledge there is some confusion, speaks to a larger problem, which is what we're inheriting from the prior administration, which is much worse than we could have imagined.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, more than 20 million doses of COVID vaccines have been administered. America is listening to Fox News.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, you would think that the highest paid federal government employee would be the president at $400,000 a year, because who has more responsibility? Who has a bigger job than he? Well, guess what? We found out today that's not true. The highest paid, oh my God, the highest paid federal employee, are you ready for this? I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I'm making bank off you suckers. $417,000 is what Fauci is making after 20 years in that bureaucracy. Now, this is part of the problem in D.C. and part of the deep state. I was floored a number of years ago, and I can't recall the exact number, but there are hundreds of thousands of government employees making deep six-figure salaries. So you can understand why they're not eager to give those up, why they make it almost impossible to get rid of these people, whether they have any use or value or not. That's the deep state. That's the deep state. That has to end. Term limits, I think that's the only viable way out for this country over the long haul. Because in those multiple terms, you have people building these fiefdoms, accumulating power, and being able to trade on that power for favors. You know, in a way, they have it set up so nobody's going to charge them with a crime. Technically, what they're doing is not illegal, but we all know they're telling us one thing. Most are telling us one thing, and then we have people who are real advocates for us. So far, Barry Moore appears to be that. Mo Brooks and others. Rand Paul. Ted Cruz. How sad that we can almost count on one or two hands the number of people that are in high office that we can really believe in our heart of hearts have our best interests in mind. The rest of this is a joke. This impeachment is a joke. I had to choose between Fauci's salary, who, by the way, let's remember, and I played the clips on this show. If you're a new listener, I don't have time to pull them out now because we got Brandt coming up. But time after time, this man, we don't need to, there's no need to wear a mask. Don't get panicky about the virus. He's changed his, he sticks a finger in the wind and gives his advice, and the media sucks it up like he's some kind of a frickin' saint or oracle. He's just another bureaucrat.
Then a week later, he changes his mind.
Well, what did he say recently? Well, I had to move the goalpost because you stupid Americans weren't ready for the truth. And now, after criticizing Trump during the entire length of the campaign for badly mismanaging the coronavirus, what does Joe Biden say? In 3 days, there's nothing we can do. This is why so many people are angry. I mean, that of all the outrages, there's nothing we can do. Well, we could have just avoided all of this by wearing the mask, practice the social distancing, and not killing millions of jobs and businesses around America with totalitarian authority. But that was done deliberately for one reason. They could not beat the Trump economy no matter how much they cheated. It was too good, and it was benefiting everybody. So they had to come up with something that would stick a leg out in front of that freight train. And they came up with it. But even that, the rally, you know, and none of these people, none of these Trump haters have the balls to say, you know what, I didn't like him, but boy, my 401k is worth twice as much as it was 4 years ago, and I'm glad about that. Not one of them.
That's a great point.
Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Certified master electricians available for any type of work that you need in your home. And here's how they do it. They come out at a time that's convenient for you so they can find out what it is you need done. They do an estimate, an upfront price that locks in. They perform the work at a time that's convenient for you so you're not waiting through some long window for somebody to show up. They tidy up any debris that's created from the installation or repair, and all you're left is with the great result that you called for to begin with. Trust anything electric to the best. The certified master electricians of Mr. Electric, 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore announced today all schools will start virtual learning beginning February 1st and will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available to the district's employees. The move comes after at least four of its employees died recently from COVID-related causes. The Alabama Education Association is urging the state to give teachers COVID-19 vaccinations following the deaths of at least 30 public school employees statewide from the illness. Alabama is currently only giving vaccinations to healthcare workers, nursing home residents, people 75 and older, and first responders. Montgomery City and county leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. The clinic will be held this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring an ID to get the vaccine. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for an active weather night ahead as the first of two storm systems this week moves through the area. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. Breezy, very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 70s. Spotty showers possible during the daytime hours. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely again late Tuesday night into Wednesday as the second storm system of the week moves through. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's something that should make every American happy. Part of the Biden plan would be for American taxpayers, which, last I checked, still includes us. Our tax dollars would be used to pay for hotel rooms, fully funded, in San Francisco for the homeless.
No.
You can still poop on the street. You can still get clean needles anywhere you need. But now they want us to foot the bill for the hotels that they're putting their homeless people in. Those hotels will, I'm sure, be very well kept. Look, this is a short item off a long list of insanities in the news today. But right now at 5:14, let's talk to Mr. Right on the Money. Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, my friend?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. Nice way to kick off the week, and full slate of earnings. It's going to be a packed week. There's no doubt about it. How about you? How are you?
Well, what I find interesting, me and Jay and Rich and Jesse, we're looking at the market numbers, the Dow futures, and then when the market opens at 8:30, and it's kind of intriguing in that with 4 days or whatever week into Biden's presidency, the market just really doesn't seem to have an opinion yet. It's up a little bit or down a little bit, but nothing earth-shattering, nothing that's making headlines. It's almost as if it's waiting to find out what's really going to be coming down the pike here.
I think there's a real element of that. There's no doubt about it. But you go back all the way to, prior even to the inauguration day, you know, the markets, if you remember, you know, we traded sideways. We'd have some up days, down days. But if you look back, really, over the last week to 2 weeks, we've made really no progress to speak of in the market. We had the move, you know, after the election, but that was all tied in with this stimulus stuff. More money, that's fueling markets. Now we're reaching in some parts of the markets what I'm going to absolutely just declare is bubble territory, and I mean a big bubble. Some of the valuations that we're seeing in these companies are just ridiculous, and I think that there's a sell-off that's around the corner. I really do, particularly in these high-flying names that have no earnings and really even no sales.
Yeah,
these are like they're like what I call concept stocks, very very reminiscent of the days of the dot-com bubble back around 99 in the year 2000. There was all this euphoria around these dot-com stocks back then. I remember these companies were coming public left and right, and if they had the name dot-com in them, it didn't matter. If they had one customer, they would trade at $1 billion market cap. Right. You know, it was just ridiculous. And we're seeing a lot of similarities to that today. And so we're prepared for that. Tomorrow we get some earnings from some of the stalwarts. And those are the ones I want to really focus on this week, because that's going to set the tone a little bit better. You know, you think about names in the morning, you know, and if I have time, I'm going to try to call in, because it's going to be fast and furious with these earnings reports. But Verizon Wireless, member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Johnson & Johnson, a member of the Dow Jones Industrial. These companies reporting before the bell in the morning. So those two names, big old stalwart names, household names, they're going to have an impact on how well the markets trade tomorrow. Then in the after hours, after the market closes tomorrow, we get Microsoft, another member of the Dow Jones. So this is where the real heavy lifting comes. These companies not only going to be reporting earnings of how they looked in the fourth quarter, but they're going to be talking about how their end markets look right now and giving guidance for the year. So pretty big day tomorrow. It's going to continue all week long. You know, so that's going to be the thing, I think, that either takes this market a leg higher or we get this correction that I think is probably coming, because I think a lot is baked in. A whole lot is baked into this market, and I see a lot of froth, as I said, speculative fervor in certain areas of the market. Not all areas, but definitely in some.
No, we remember the dot-com times. I remember, if you think I'm ignorant now, Brent, you should have heard me 20 years ago. You know, and I remember telling somebody, I said, this just doesn't sound right, that all these dot-com companies are popping. I remember, you know, when these dot-com places started up, they had meal services for their employees. Everybody sat in leather chairs. Bring your pets. It was like, you know, a total reinvention of what an office would look like. And they were spending the investors' money. Then when they went under, that didn't look too good for a lot of them. And they dropped like flies. And that's important that you bring up that speculative fervor, as you say, with some.
And you see it. Yeah, you see it going on in all of these crazy, I mean, even in new asset classes like Bitcoin, which is an extremely risky place to be in the market, in my view. You see it in, you know, all these new solar names, electric vehicle names, battery companies. It's, you know, this is all of this. As I said, speculative fervor is just boiling, and the valuations are really, really overstretched. And I've seen this picture show before. It's really concerning. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But at some point, that bubble does pop.
I expect that it will. A story, somebody of note today, Brent, and I'm sorry I can't recall the name, but it was in a headline somewhere in a financial page, whose opinion was Bitcoin is fundamentally worthless. No matter what numbers you see, that's something where the bottom could just drop out, as it has it previously. But in his opinion, it had no value at all. So, yeah, I would be...
Well, yeah.
I mean, if you want to see the end of Bitcoin, have me invest in it. And, and it'll be worth pocket change tomorrow, you know?
That's just
the Greg Budell magic at work.
Yeah, well.
Now, companies...
Companies
that report healthy earnings, that, of course, all occurred during the final quarter of Trump's presidency, basically, right?
That's right. It did. And as you recall, even then, under his presidency, they were doing a number of things to support the economy and to support markets and provide liquidity, much needed liquidity, by the way. And so that was obviously very, very helpful. But a lot of these companies, not only are they going to be reporting, like I said, what the actual numbers were, the market really doesn't care about that. What the market's going to be listening to is, how are they doing right now? What do they see happening in their markets today? How are their end markets looking? And then they're going to start giving some additional guidance as they, you know, because here we are, we're already in the first quarter. They're already beginning to look at the second quarter. So these companies have already drawn a sort of a bead on how well 2021 could possibly go for them. Mm-hmm. And so you'll get a lot of commentary from these management teams on those conference calls. That's the kind of stuff that we pay attention to and really dial in and focus on. And as I said, these are the big names. These are the old stalwart names. So they're much more representative of the true economy than, say, some of these high-flying stocks that I've mentioned earlier that people are so worked up over.
Well, we appreciate your time. If you're available at the Bell tomorrow, give us a holler on the morning show.
Yeah, we sure will. We sure will.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, listen, you guys have a great evening. I look forward to talking tomorrow. And as I said, it's going to get kind of exciting with these earnings. So it'll be a lot to talk about.
We'll be watching. Thank you, Brent.
Yeah, buddy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Traffic and 523.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard. If you're passing Troy Highway intersection, East Boulevard headed up the hill, going to be just before the Walmart Supercenter, a minor accident, and hopefully they've got that out of the way. But use caution there just in case. Very busy on Northeast Boulevard from Wears Ferry Road all the way to Highway 231. We have a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge, Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road is busy. I-65 and 85 heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery with slow pockets of traffic. 85 southbound up to the 65 merge. No word of any other accidents this afternoon. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at the AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact that my dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. But he just acts like he's entitled, even tried to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat. He chewed up the Constitution that I keep on display. And every time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way. I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. He pooped on my living room rug and tried to tell me George Bush did it. He ain't got no papers, and what really gets my goat is if he could find a ride to town, well, I know they'd let him vote. Sure, we've had some good times. He's been fun to have around. But if he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. You'd have to be a socialist to ever act like that. So my dog must be a Democrat. All his behavior has been hinting that his mom might be Mrs. Clinton. I think my dog's a Democrat. I'm Brian Lewis, and I approve this message.
Now, I have a touching dog story to follow up that song.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a guy from New York who worked for an extermination company. And this dog had a really unique skill. I did not know dogs could be trained to do this, but it used to sniff out bed bugs.
Ooh.
And that's a major problem. Once a hotel gets bed bugs, forget it.
Burn your house down.
It is it's a real problem. But he got laid off because the hotel business has been very, very slow, obviously, and especially in New York. Why go there? You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. Anyway, he got very close with the dog that he worked with, and when the company let him go, he refused to give the dog back. So he has chosen to go to jail rather than return the dog to the company.
Aww.
I'm going to make a wager here that there's a follow-up to this story in the next day or two. People are going to read this, and they're obviously going to take his side.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And by taking his side, they're also siding with the animal.
And he's a good pet owner.
Obviously. So I will see what I can find out about that in the days ahead, but I thought that was kind of touching, a good news story. Becky Garrison's on the line as we hit the 5:30 mark this afternoon.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to follow up on that song and tell you that Eagle Forum is having an event tonight regarding our Constitution and getting a crash course on the founding of our country at from 6:30 to 8. It's 11117 Highway 231, which is Bethel Worship Center. And it is going to be a great event. We're going to do Q&A afterwards with Colonel John Eidsmo. This is just a great time to come and be in person and realize you are not alone being fearful of what is happening to our country, and kind of time to regroup and get going again. So I just wanted to invite everybody out.
Hey, it starts at 6:30 tonight.
6:30 to 8 tonight at Bethel Worship Center in Wetumpka, which is past Tutwiler, a mile or two on the left-hand side, before it turns into a two-lane.
I thought it was interesting that word came out this afternoon that Donald Trump does not want to start another party. He just wants to, let's reinvent the Republican Party.
Well, and I heard he wants to do some stuff with voter integrity, election integrity, I should say. So
if we don't, why bother? Why bother having
election? Exactly. We have to have that. And we have to have free speech. So anyway, I enjoyed being with you guys, with you last week. So did Eric. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure.
And yeah, I appreciate everything you're doing, Greg. Keep up the good work.
Good luck. I hope you have a big turnout
tonight. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Patriot Goddess. Robert.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Hey, Greg, whenever Janelle comes to town, we need to set up a meeting so that the city of Montgomery get to know her.
Because
it was on my mind about, I hadn't heard no report lately, and I just wanted to let them know that Montgomery cares about her and her father. So whenever she comes to town, just set up a date for a bum house so you can get to meet the people that love her.
Aww.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Just tell her next time you talk to that old Robert from Montgomery, say hello, and God love and make you continue to be blessed.
Hey, just between us girls, I sent her a copy of a call you made about a month or two ago that was really sweet, and I sent it to her, and she just thought it was the most amazing thing that somebody...
Well, tell her I got that same connection. Although it's virtual and it's by satellite, but I have that same connection because I understand that she's a beautiful young lady by her father's description, and she's a fine young lady by her father's description. So when she comes to Montgomery, I would like to meet her.
Okay. I'm hoping that'll happen someday in the next year or so.
So y'all have a blessed day.
You too, man.
Probably at my viewing.
You look good, man, but I bet she looks great.
There ain't going to be no viewing either. I do not want any of that.
We're going to put you in the pipe out back.
That's probably where I belong.
Funerals are for the living, not for the dead.
I don't want to hear Ave Marie or...
You won't.
...or The Amazing Grace. Any of those morbid, horrible songs that just make people cry. I want it to be a celebration. I want people to call... I want one day... on this station for people to call up and tell lame-ass stories. That's it.
We're all going to get cheese
we'll
wagon.
We'll play Celebration by Kool and the Gang. How about that?
Celebration as my soul rises to heaven.
There you go.
Everybody will
and
meet.
God looks at me and says, who are you?
Everybody's got to meet here, and we'll all get on a bus and go.
Was that last call something of consequence?
Becky said they will be taping it and they will post it on the Alabama Eagle Forum.
Okay. Let's see. Top comfort foods. That's a conundrum for tomorrow. See, I'll be back in 12 hours, so I kind of like to get ready for the next show.
Hey, that's man. Good.
Show prep.
Preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You the man.
Wow, here's a lady. Can you imagine this? This happened in the United Kingdom. See, they got united in there. So do we. Mm-hmm. But Joe's going to unify us. How's that working out, by the way? A survey of Americans today.
Our survey said...
Only 20% of people believe Joe Biden is going to unify the country.
Oh, man.
And as soon as their crack wears off, that number's going to shrink.
He already started doing travel bans, man.
It's far worse than any travel ban. It's sickening. He's not making these decisions anyway. Somebody is pulling his strings. As David Blackman, who will join us tomorrow at 3:30, says, he's a sock puppet, which means somebody sticks their hand in there, makes the mouth move, and makes it say whatever they want him to say. anyway, I feel sorry for this woman. She tweeted out a picture that her neighbor left for her. The picture was asking her to stop screaming like a pig during...
I feel a little jealousy in the air.
Yeah, maybe the other person...
Quit
it's
watching.
Like, what's her name? Amy, whoever it was that called that day?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Notice she hasn't called back. Maybe she took my advice.
Oh!
Because what I heard in her voice wasn't fact or political wisdom.
Frustration.
Yes.
Mm.
She also tweeted that the note made her feel hella uncomfortable, but because her neighbors and the way they phrased it, she said, next time I'll be louder.
Yes!
We will keep you updated on this story in the days ahead. Right now, let's see how the drive home is going.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard. If you're passing Troy Highway intersection, East Boulevard, headed up the hill, going to be just before the Walmart Supercenter, a minor accident, and hopefully they've got that out of the way. But use caution there just in case. Very busy on Northeast Boulevard from Wears Ferry Road all the way to Highway 231. We have a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge, Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road is busy. I-65 and 85 heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery with slow pockets of traffic. 85 southbound up to the 65 merge. No word of any other accidents this afternoon. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at the AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Education Association is urging the state to give teachers COVID-19 vaccinations following the deaths of at least 30 public school employees statewide from the illness. Alabama is currently only giving vaccinations to healthcare workers, nursing home residents, people 75 and older, and first responders. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore announced today all schools will start virtual learning beginning February 1st and will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available to the district's employees. The move comes after at least four of its employees died recently from COVID-related causes. Montgomery City and county leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. The clinic will be held this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring an ID to get the vaccine. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for an active weather night ahead as the first of two storm systems this week moves through the area. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. Breezy, very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 70s. Spotty showers possible during the daytime hours. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely again late Tuesday night into Wednesday as the second storm system of the week moves through. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Larry King died Saturday at the age of 87. The list of world celebrities he interviewed is endless, as is the number of women he married. Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is back on YouTube and says she wants to move forward. She's also looking for someone to Photoshop a picture of her moving forward. Dave Chappelle tested positive for COVID-19. Stand-up comedy legends are wishing him well. And so is Dane Cook. And Arnold Schwarzenegger received the COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, now he believes in protection. This is not headline news.
You know, Larry King passed away, and I say this with all respect, because I said last week, every talk show host in America should give him a minute of respect for what he did for talk radio. And I meant it. But it's been bugging me because I used to see him in Miami, and he had to be very careful in Miami because till the day he died, there were people down there that would have been happy to kill him because he screwed a lot of people out of money way back. I'm talking the 60s. And after he made it big, he had the money to repay them and never did.
That's dirty.
That I'll never understand. How do you keep a clear conscience without doing that? But I used to see him with somebody famous, and I can't remember the famous person I used to see him with at the spring training games. It's driving me nuts.
That's what the fuck.
But we got bigger fish to fry than what I can and can't remember.
It'll come to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Red Top.
Red Top.
Are you there? Red Top.
Red Top.
Yes.
Hey.
Talk.
Am I on the air, guys?
Yes.
Of course.
Wow, I can barely hear you guys. Boy, your audio's going up and down. I want to say I've talked to quite a few people that have gotten the vaccine, probably at least 12 people now, and nobody's had any reaction at all. And I don't believe they're giving anything but the Pfizer vaccine here. Am I correct on saying that?
At Baptist, I believe that's the case. Now, the doctor I quoted earlier, who I will not name, he recommended that one.
Have you, yes, because it seems like a weird thing to get a vaccine from one company and then get one from another company of totally different nature. That's been kind of reckless, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think there's a little anxiety because, let's face it, these were produced at warp speed.
Right, but I mean, seems like they did a damn good job.
Yeah. Well,
we know who to thank for that.
Yes, we do, and we threw them right out, didn't we?
Well, it's not you and me. It's only half of a week.
Right.
There's a lot of we's out here that wish he was still here.
Oh, I know.
And Lefty Steph is there, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
They're starting to show Warner Brothers cartoons again on MeTV on Saturday morning,
yeah,
which I'm
no,
so glad.
Oh,
sweet, man. I love when the...
If any of these actors, these cartoon actors, are left-handed...
Hello? We lost you?
Hey.
One more time.
Have you noticed if these cartoon actors, like Bugs Bunny, Elmer, all these guys, have you noticed if they're left-handed or right-handed?
Ooh, are they lefties?
I've never noticed.
I haven't noticed.
I noticed they usually have four fingers.
I think some of them are.
Handed. But just watch and see. I'm curious to see how many are left-handed and right-handed. Just out of a novelty. Because so many artists and musicians and actors are left-handed, you know, because we're more the creative side. But I thought that was amusing. I do believe Bud Bunny's left-handed, which that makes me feel much better already.
Next time I see a carrot, I'll look.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
As long as he's not a leftist, right?
Oh, you're punny.
I am.
You know, Greg, while you're sorting through those, I talked with my girlfriend Sunday night, who lives in San Juan Capistrano.
California.
And, yeah. And she said, Rosie, she said, it is the saddest thing you have ever seen in your life. Because San Juan Capistrano is strictly a tourist town.
Have the swallows stopped coming back there?
Well, I don't know, but none of the restaurants are open. They have a sign on the mission, please help save our mission.
Right.
Because it's the funds from the tourists that help support that. And that's only one of 21 missions in the state of California. She said it's like a ghost town.
Why is it taking so long for them to find 1.5 million people to sign the recall petition for Governor Gruesome?
Well, I think they're very close because what that little headline there was that Gavin's days are numbered.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad. Yeah, recall.
He's treated that state terribly.
Well, I mean, he went along with the other leftist governors, locked it down, destroyed, I mean, their economy. This is a huge economy in California. And, yeah. You know, people out of work, businesses closing, people fleeing the state, tax the rich, the tax base has gotten up and gone. Look at Elon Musk, among others, that went to Texas.
Mm-hmm. Everybody went to Austin.
And what do they do in the meantime? It's like Maryland. Maryland's getting ready to pass a law providing benefits or something to create a sanctuary state for illegal aliens. What kind of a moron? Obviously, the politicians care more about people that don't belong here than those who do and need help. And somehow, they need to be made to pay when the time comes. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for half a century on the boulevard across from Lowe's. It's a huge three-story warehouse with an unparalleled selection in all types and styles of flooring. This is not where old flooring goes to die. This is where new styles, whatever's contemporary, whatever works for you, basically, because you have a choice in every category. Hardwoods, tiles, laminates, and more. Pick out what you want in the price range you're shopping, and then they arrange installation with their own team of installers. And so from beginning to end, it's a wholesale price. The installation, everything happens under the guidance of Georgia Floors Direct. Step one, going into that warehouse and meeting Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floyers who will help you find the flooring you want and give you that gratification of standing on a beautiful new look in your home. They've done so much for us, and they do it all, backsplashes, all kinds of tile projects. The artisans they work with are the very best of the best. So when you're ready to put some new flooring under your feet, visit Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual's just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's January 25th, the greatest day ever. On the 25th of January, 1924, the first Winter Olympics were held in the French Alps, marking that monumental moment when someone hurling himself down a mountainside only to launch himself off a cliff went from being a maniac with a death wish to Olympic ski jumper. Have a great January 25th, the greatest day ever.
All right, I believe this is Lottie on
line. Yes.
Hello, Lottie.
Hello, how are y'all today?
Good.
Great.
Depends on who you ask.
But he looks good.
It is Monday.
Yeah.
Well, Rosie and I just figured out that I've known her since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Isn't Aww. That crazy?
She used to be in my preschool class.
So yeah. Funny. I didn't know you were that Rosie.
Yeah. It's well, me.
Well, tell us, do you have any naughty stories, any tattletale stuff you can tell us about Rosie?
No, unfortunately, I can't really remember a whole lot from back then.
Anything I can blackmail her with the next time I need a favor?
No, I wouldn't tell you anyway, though.
Oh, that's dirty. You know why? You listen. You can just go and dump her. That was like Santa Claus.
I'm not going to do that to
Lisa. No,
no. No offense.
Oh! Seth is learning how to handle comments like yours with a plum like I just did.
A plum.
It sounded right, man.
I'm so full of crap.
Hey, I'm an apple.
Aside from having gone to the same preschool, was it as Rosie?
I was just calling to actually gripe and complain about MPS going to virtual learning again.
Oh, geez.
I understand that 4 teachers died, I guess. I didn't realize it was from COVID until today. But I think there's maybe things we can do. Well, first of all, did they get it at school? We don't know that. Maybe they live recklessly outside of school. I don't know. But, I mean, I feel for the teachers. I really do. But also, I feel more for students because I have 1 in public school, 2 in private. And he has struggled really, really, really bad. And every time they go back to face-to-face learning, he does so much better. And I think there's things we can do to prevent it from happening rather than just all of a sudden go back to virtual.
This has been devastating for kids, especially those who are in what we might call the wonder years of their lives. In terms of social impact, you know what? I can almost foresee a story down the line where professionals are talking about the COVID generation, kids whose processes were shut down by the virus and the virtual learning. You know, maybe an adult can work at home and live up to the requirements of their job. Kids need that discipline, and I think it's just very hard to conduct classes that way.
And a lot of our kids don't have a parent there to be over their shoulder making them do these things. And it's really hard when you're trying to do it with both parents working. And
yeah, I mean, that's another consideration as well. What the answer is. I'd like to know. I'm like you. I feel for the people who lost loved ones.
Yeah.
But I would like to know more about, were there comorbidity issues with any of these people? Where do they have any idea where they may have been exposed?
Yeah, better protect them at school. Give them N95 masks. Just be smart about it. Because my other 2 kids, like I said, are in private, and they've been in school the entire year. Mm-hmm. They're doing something right.
Yeah. They haven't had to. Why not look at that model and say, hey, maybe we should try that?
Exactly.
Great call.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lottie.
Sure you got no
Bye, one. Rosie.
Bye. Love you.
Naughty information about...
Thanks, Lottie. We love you. Even if you hung.
She was the cutest little girl.
She sounds cute now.
Cute.
I'm sure she is.
She sounded...
adorable.
Aww. Yeah.
She was. She
Lottie,
is.
Dottie, who likes to potty. Is it...
Do you inhale fumes?
Really?
I listened to curtain music just over the years, and that was...
What kind of music?
That crap most of the time, and...
Yeah.
That was in a Snoop Dogg song from the late 90s.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Join us again for another episode of The Radicalization of Cesspop.
Yeah.
Coming to a radio station near you soon. Right now, we'll get our final look at the roads. Whiskey.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy around the boulevard. Got a lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway this afternoon. Our busiest spots right now, especially East-South Boulevard as well, between Highway 331 and I-65. The interstates, very busy through downtown Montgomery, moderate to heavy traffic, and the 31s are loaded up. We have no new accidents to tell you about in the metro. And in Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka, we're hearing a moderate to heavy traffic, but no accidents into us from those locations as well. Keep it here for more updates. From a simple patient transport to life or death situation, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
We went dancing.
Got the message.
We're out of here.
Rusty's in. On behalf of Seth Spotlow
and Rosie Brock,
I'm Greg Goodell. I'll be back in the morning with the Rich Thomas, the goddess Jesse Lynn, and of course the amazing Jason.